Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Acts 26:19, whereupon, O King Agrippa, the Apostle Paul, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Makes me weep to think about it. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. All he was going through, he still said, I'm not disobedient to the heavenly vision. You see, all he was going through. He went through a lot. Well, when we back up and we look, we see in the life of the Apostle Paul, he had a lot of hope, had to have hope against hope. This, after this, God gave him hope. God renewed his hope, all the way through. Even to the end, I am now ready to be offered up. He even still had hope in that, didn't he? It's amazing. He's an amazing man. And he was arrested. He was arrested by Felix. And then after Felix, Festus comes along, and the Apostle Paul is tossed from one to the other, locked up 2 years and forgotten. 2 years he was forgotten. And so somebody finally got him out and said, I believe it was Agrippa, said, get him out and bring him to me. Anyway, when we kind of back up, he's before Agrippa now, and Agrippa said, come, let me hear what you say. I want to hear what you're telling me, and on and on and on. So he listened to the Apostle Paul. He's before them. They're asking him this, and they found out, you're not really arrested for what we're accusing you of. We arrest you because you believe in Jesus. You believe in this Messiah. He said, yes, I do, but I also believe in what I came up in. I also believe in Judaism, that this hooks on to it and furthers me in it. It's the truth. So anyway, he did. And so he stands before him and with all this going on. And the Apostle Paul continues rehearsing when he went to Damascus. He's standing before him. He went back and picked it up. It's three times in the book of Acts he rehearses this. He was rehearsing before King Agrippa that he went to Damascus to arrest and bind the Christians. He's talking back then with authority from the chief priest. In other words, he said, if you have a problem with me, I had a problem with all. I had a problem with this Jesus thing and anybody who believes in Jesus. You see what I'm saying? So he understood both sides. So here he is. He was arrested. He's going before these people over and over and over and over. A captive. You could lose your hope like that. Somebody put in prison, if they could almost lose hope of life. I mean, I really could understand that. And so, whereupon, O King Agrippa, he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Now, let's back up here. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority, he's telling him, Acts 26:12, and commission from the chief priest. And I went with authority, ability, force, influence, jurisdiction, and commission. In other words, commission means I went with full power. I was commissioned by them to go in full power like they were coming themselves.
Yes, sir.
Right? You see? See, he's telling him. He's under this arrest. He's looking back and said, this is what happened to me.
Yes, sir.
In other words, God got me out of all of it. When it looked like it was all gone, God got me through it and got me out of it.
Yes, sir.
And then somebody else tossed me somewhere else.
Yes,
okay. And so anyway, of the commission, to turn over, transfer, allow, to give liberty and permit him to do that from the chief priest. Suddenly a bright light, so he's telling him, if you hear this right here, suddenly a bright light from heaven suddenly stops the Apostle Paul and those journeying with him. Stop him dead in his track, knocks him. And so that bright light he was looking at was actually Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That bright light was Jesus, and all those others saw the glow of it too with him. And at midday, O King, I saw in a way of light. And that, it's in the middle of the day here, at midday, two Greek words. O King, I saw in the way a light. I saw, and I beheld in the way that we were on a light. It was a light from heaven. Well, it just happened to be God from heaven. The heaven is the abode of God. Above, over and above, and superior to everything in the earth, the brightness, the brilliancy of the sun. The sun, the light. And the word sun, the root word of sun, is heriame, to take and prefer for oneself. So this light, Jesus, is going and showing him, even though you've done what you've done, I prefer you and I choose you to do something. Does that make sense? So this will carry him through, you know, on his own and on. Shining around about him, around about, all the way around him, are radiant. Me and them, which were with me, they saw it, that journeyed with me, and they were with me, denoting union there. And then God immediately struck the Apostle Paul down to the earth, to the ground. Struck him off the horse or whatever he was riding, knocked him off on the ground. And my God, he was blind for 3 days. Blind, I mean, actually, they had to lead him out by the hand. Blind for 3 days, do you see? And so God immediately struck the Apostle Paul and those journeying with him to the earth and to the ground. The Apostle Paul, he heard a voice speaking to him in the Hebrew tongue. Well, he knows Hebrew. And Saul is his Hebrew name. And God gave him the Apostle Paul. You see? So he knew the Hebrew. So he's speaking. God is speaking to him in the Hebrew tongue. How many believe God can speak all languages? But believe, if you go back to the beginning, at least Hebrew is right up there at the beginning of God. So when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Why, Paul? Why? Why are you doing this? Well, Jesus knew why. But then the Apostle Paul has to come to his senses and understand why he is. Yes. Right? You know, it's on both sides. So when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice. And so in addition, when we were all fallen, to fall down like knocked down, like the idea of alighting, boom, you're down to the earth. I heard and it came to my ears and I heard a noise and it was a report coming to me, a voice, through the idea of disclosure, a very articulate voice, a sound of voice speaking, laying it out systematically to me, unto me in the direction, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, the Hebrew of Jewish Aramaic language, Hebrew tongue, that dialect that he had language, Saul, Saul, double enunciation, Saul, Saul, why? Persecutest thou me? Why? Persecution, it is hard for thee, severe, to kick against the pricks. It's like an ox plowing in front of the master and him kicking back, and only the back of his legs to make contact with sharp metal objects that they put on the plows. Connecting to the front of the plow causes back legs being pricked out. Cut the blood out of him. And the Apostle Paul said, who art thou, Lord? I mean, you say, who are you? And Jesus answered, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. He said, oh my God, have mercy. This is the one I've been working against. Jesus, is he going to kill me? This is the one I've been working against, all of his people, killing them, having them locked up. Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus. How many believe that shook the life out of him right there? Whoa. He's got authority from the chief priest and all back at headquarters, but he had never had anybody like this face this, somebody like this, this authority. So the Apostle Paul asked, who art thou? And Jesus said, I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Who art thou, Lord? And he called him Kurios, supreme. You're a supreme being. And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Yes, I am the one that you've been fighting all this time. And here I have arrested you. A bigger arrest than Festus or Felix or any of them could ever arrest you with. He got an arrest from God himself. And I can tell you, I have been arrested by God myself. It has happened to me. Amen. It's happened to me too. Amen. I mean, knocked me to the earth, out 30 minutes, all kind of stuff. Yes, so he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. You're working against me all the time. And I'm God the Savior. And who you've been working against is the one who can really help you. And Jesus said, I know all that Hebrew stuff. I know it all. I know what it is because he spoke to him in the Hebrew tongue. He said, I know how that is. We set all that up before now. And Jesus told him, he knocked him down there, what, and he's blind. And he said, get up on your feet, stand up right now. And he said, I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. The light you saw was me, Jesus said, to make thee a minister and a witness. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister, makes me weep, and a witness. And gave the Apostle Paul his God-called commission. That's right. right there. How many believe that's about as major change as you could have? Something like that, right? Acts 26:16, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of those things which thou hast seen and that you know, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. That's even more now, right? So he said, rise up, get up on your feet, you get stand up. For I have appeared, I have actually shown myself to you. I've appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee, and look at this, this word make is a long Hebrew word, prokerizomai. You don't hardly find this one. To handle you for myself in advance. I have come to handle you like you've handled my Christian. I have come to handle you for myself in advance of you even starting to do this. In other words, I own you now. I put my hand upon you, right? I own you now to handle the purpose I want to choose in front of. So the purpose to make thee, and also through the idea of the hollowness of the hand, like hand and power reach, and he got him. And may believe it, when Jesus got a hold of them that time, the Apostle Paul never turned loose. To make thee a minister, to make thee a minister, a church officer, an officer, a minister, and to hear, and also, he said, copulative, and also a witness for me, but also judicially you'll come with government, both of the things which thou hast seen, that you have knowledge of, you've already perceived, I have knowledge, perceived, and understand, and those things which I will appear. I'm actually going to show you something remarkable. I'm going to appear and show myself to you. You just have seen me up there, think I'm a son unto thee. And Jesus said, I am ascending thee to the Gentiles. I will deliver thee from harm of people and the Gentiles. Well, he was a very Jewish-centered guy for the Jewish people. But God said, no, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles because you know more than the others are, and you can go to the Gentiles and help open their eyes about me. And the Apostle Peter, I'm going to have him as they have apostleship to the Jewish people. So he sent him to the Gentiles, an absolute fresh field of all people there, that he will have to convince them that Jesus is God. Yes, you see? So Jesus said, I'm sending you to the Gentiles to deliver you from harm of the people of the Gentiles. Deliver thee from the people, Acts 26:17, and from the Gentiles whom I will send thee. Notice what I'm going to do. I'm sending thee out from me, point where all action starts, right there at God, and to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles, it's like a race, a foreign non-Jewish one. Foreign non-Jewish one, heathens, you see, unto whom now, at the present time, transition with the emphasis of, it's a Greek, with the emphasis, I'm putting you in a transition now. Present, and it's going to be immediate. It's immediate and henceforth. It's right now. In other words, what you've been doing is over with. Now, henceforth, this is it now. What you've been doing, no, this is it. And all that you've been doing and all you know from that, you're going to take it with you too. Help them see that. Do you see? I will send thee, whom now at the present time and hereafter, I will send thee, the word is apostolos, of an apostle. I'm going to make you a delegate, an ambassador, a commissioner, on and on and on. I'm sending it as an apostle of mine, right? I'm sending thee to open their eyes and turn them from darkness, from the power of Satan unto God. Amen. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness, right? You see that? Okay. To open eyes and turn them from darkness, from the power of Satan unto God. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. In other words, you're going to go and they're going to get forgiveness of sin. And also, they're going to come into the inheritance of the Christians. Do you see? To convert them from darkness. Darkness of obscurity, darkness of error. Living in error, not full truth. To indicating the light. And from the power, the authority, the exousia, the force and power and the jurisdiction and authority of Satan. I'm going to bring them out of his hold. You see what I'm saying? Of the accuser Satan unto superimposition unto the Genesis case, unto God. I'm going to turn you from the things of Satan unto God. You tell them, Apostle Paul, that's what you're coming for, that they may receive forgiveness, total freedom and forgiveness of sins and inheritance among, think about an inheritance for the purpose, and also a portion as if secured, and also a patrimony, a fatherhood. In other words, you're going to go tell them that I'm going to give them an inheritance they never even heard of. It's going to be an inheritance beyond what they've ever heard before, right? And so inheritance among a patrimony, a fatherhood, among them which are sanctified, holy, righteous, being pure, consecrated in God, by faith, by the persuasion of God and the constancy that is in me. You hear that?
Yes,
that has entered into me. So the Apostle Paul learned how he had been specially called by God with a powerful commission. He had a commission from the chief priest, but he's called specially chosen by God now for a very, very, very special, mighty commission. Now instilling in him a new, strong hope and confidence that he was especially favored by God and he had a new life. You see that? So he goes on and there to Agrippa, the third one he's at. Acts 26:9, upon which, O Agrippa, which God told me, that he called me, the commission he just told me, upon where, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. In other words, I have never ceased to tear it. I've never ceased to take it. Oh, no, I haven't veered from it right or left. Whereupon, O Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. In other words, whereupon, I directed him in that place in the source, from whenceforth, O King Agrippa, I was not. And this word was, it's not like a past tense, it's genomae. It's genomae. A whole lot of meanings here. It means, I was not caused to be. I was caused to be in God and established, not negative, disobedient. In other words, nothing brought disobedience to me. I continued in God, disobedience, unpersuadedness, stubbornly or willingly stubborn or disobedient. He said, I was not that. To convince me on and on and on and on and persuade me unto heavenly vision, unto heavenly vision, a celestial belonging to God up there that God gives, a vision, like a visionality, like an apparition, like an appearance of something remarkable or unexpected. That's what he heard right there, to gaze wide open, urging King Agrippa and the Jews there that they all should repent and turn to God. So, when we look at all that, I can honestly say to God, when God struck me down, God literally arrested me and totally stopped me, dead in my tracks, arrested me. And my God, and I can tell you, from that moment forward, like the Apostle Paul, I flat 100% held on to God, and I didn't back up one iota, never. Like, no, my mind was made up. I didn't back up. Didn't back up. No. God struck me down at different times. He struck me down that day in the pickup truck. I pulled in the piggyback railroad ramp, and God came upon me so much, I literally didn't know where I was. I was struck in the truck. And so at that time, God had arrested me. He arrested me as a boy, about 9 years old, but now he has arrested me for ministry. God struck me. I mean, he literally totally struck me down in that pickup truck. I'm coming out of there not just a new man being really right with God. I'm coming out of there and don't even know if that meant. I'm coming out of there and I'm going to be a preacher, a man of God for God. He came and arrested me. And Lord, so many times he arrested me. Man of God, Robert Grumman, that service. If you, my people, don't get down to visit me, I'll bypass you and raise me up in other people. Holy Ghost, message in tongues.
Yes,
I came and fell on the altar here. And I didn't know at that time I was called to preach. I did not. And God struck me down 30 minutes out up here. And I came to myself and I said, I will preach your word and never compromise it. That's what I said. At that moment, I found that I'm called to preach. My God, I will preach your word. God took over my, he was saying, you're going to preach my word and never compromise it. And I said, yes, Lord, I will preach your word and never compromise it. I was totally, absolutely, totally arrested and overcome by God and struck down and couldn't get up. I didn't go home. I went up behind the trucking terminal and nobody was there. And I went behind it and turned the car off. And honestly, before God, I said, God, what are you telling me? And God appeared to me on the right side right here. He did. I could see him, but I was afraid to look on him. I knew it would kill me. He did. And my God, from that moment forward, and all kind of things that's happened to me, God overcoming me over and over and over. Amen. I can say, and he commissioned me, and I've never turned back one second. I never slacked off one time. I never did less. You know what I'm saying? I never did less. I did more at one time to the heavenly vision. And when I'm preaching this to people. This will go to different places in the United States. Anybody who hear me on the radio or whatever, this is to you too. This is to you also. So thank God. I can honestly say, and the Apostle Paul stood before King Agrippa, he said, I testify, I was not, and I have not, and I am not disobedient to heavenly vision. I'm here before you. You got me. But I'm still going to bring it forth. I'm not going to back up an inch. I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. I have not been disobedient. And God, I have not been disobedient to your call upon me. I have not. It's amazing what a change it was in my life. Not just being born again. Being born again is wonderful. But really being called in the ministry and being commissioned to bring forth a movement. I'm telling you, that's a mighty thing. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me, without a doubt. It certainly did. You see? And so when you look back, let's look at some men of God in the Bible. Look at man of God Moses. Turn real quick, Exodus 3 and 10. Exodus 3 and 10. But look at man of God Moses. And he's come before God, and God's telling him about the children of Israel. They're in bondage. I'm going to send you and have you to bring them out of Egyptian bondage. Well, here he is. In Exodus 3 and 10, come therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people and the children of Israel out of Egypt. See that? See that right there? In Exodus 3 and 10, come therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people out of Egypt. So God is talking to the man of God Moses, and man of God Moses said unto God, who am I? I mean, who am I? Who am I that I should go into Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Who am I? And he said, certainly I will be. God said, certainly I will be with thee. Who are you? Certainly I'm going to be with you. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. Amen. And man of God Moses in verse 13 said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they say unto me, what is his name? I mean, what am I going to tell them? What name do I actually tell them? You know, here he is. You see this big commission upon him? Behold, when thou come to the children of Israel, and when I come, and I say, the God of your fathers has sent me into you, and they shall say, what is his name? What shall I say then? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I hold y'all that I hold y'all.
Yes, sir.
I am God, the becoming God that's more to you than you ever realized, and you'll become more to me. In other words, I'm the one that's not going to stop helping you. I'll keep becoming, becoming, and becoming, becoming, becoming. Keep helping, keep helping, keep helping. And the God, Elohim, said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thus say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto thee. You tell them that I am, that I sent you. I am. My name, I am, was always there. And then Exodus 4 and 1, and man of God Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, or nor hearken to my face, my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. Somebody who's really called of God, They'll go through a lot of stuff like this. And the Lord said unto him, what is in thine hand? What's in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And God said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, a snake. And man of God Moses fled from before it, backed away. And the Lord, Jehovah, said unto man of God Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And they that believe that the Lord God of their fathers, they may believe in the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob hath appeared unto thee. You let them know that this God I am bringing with me to appear unto thee. And man of God, I've appeared unto thee. And it shall come to pass, verse 8, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to thy voice for the first sign, they will believe the voice of the latter sign. 4:10, and man of God Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent. I mean, dear God, you've taken all the eloquence away from me. You've been in the wilderness house. You've been like that. I forgot how to talk. And man of God Moses said unto the Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither therefore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. I'm slow of speech and slow tongue. Notice, I have literally come to the end of myself. I'm slow of speech. What I used to do, I can't do it anymore. I feel like I have no ability. I'm slow of speech. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Who made your mouth? Who did it? Who made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Have I not the Lord? You see that? Now therefore I will be with thy mouth. Somebody with a commission like that, they got to be convinced by God. I will be with thy mouth. You see? I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. I mean, not me. I can't do it. By the hand of whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the man of God Moses. He said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. In other words, he's on his way to meet you right now. I am sending him right. He's going to appear before you just a little bit. I've got him coming, and there you go. I've got an answer for you, saying about this ministry and all that. And he said, O Lord, I pray I send thee by the hand of whom thou wilt send. The angel of the Lord kindled against the man of God Moses. And he said, look, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. Also, behold, he cometh to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he shall be glad in his heart. Joy is going to come upon him. Something's going to happen to him that's never happened before. You see what I'm saying? He's going to be a big helper. Main helper to him. Is that, you understand that? How to help people like that, see? So when he cometh, thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. I'll give you what to say, and you say you can't talk. I'll give, and then you put those in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you shall do. In verse 16, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. A mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. You're going to be my overseer, first representative to Aaron. You're going to be it. You shall be to him as God. In other words, he's not God, but you're going to go there in my place, God is saying, with my authority. See the commission he's called to? Well, I can tell you what he would say. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Nothing can stop him. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Not disobedient. Not disobedient. Think about Aaron called to help him there. Those with him. Not disobedient to the heavenly vision. You see that? I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Not disobedient. You see that, everybody? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.